So, in my long-winded way, yes, I do feel we are in the end game because there has been a consumption of the planet. So we are motivated. We are either going to be turned against each other or we're going to come together. And what we are seeing is that there is a global awakening. This is why I'm hopeful. And for goodness sake, if powerful and courageous people can stand up to their governments in China, Russia, Egypt, Syria, places where you literally put your life on the line in a very crude, overt sense, not in this incremental sense that we're subjected to here in this country. Mm-hmm. Why are we not then using our little bit more elbow room to push hard right now? We have a responsibility because we have a little bit more room to maneuver. It would, as I write in Waking Up, require a total delegitimization of the whole notion of democracy for them to roll out hardcore totalitarianism with the speed it would require to shut it down in this country if it were to wake up right now. I do believe that Barack is a gift we had no reason to hope for. Absolutely no reason. I think it caught power entirely by surprise. Entirely. They are going to pull out all the stops to try to defeat his reelection, which I believe is absolutely critical. It buys us a little room. And believe me, my love for Barack is not because I thought he was going to become a what? I don't know who. My love for Barack is for making possible the expansion of possibilities. When you have someone at the head of the United States of America who is African American, anything is possible. And we all over the world know that. Secondly, Barack actually believes in the notion of governance. That is not something power has any interest in. They believe in rule. So Barack wants an effective state. Now, what I'm arguing is that just because we are refusing to let the state determine the limits of our thinking and our sense of what's possible doesn't mean that it's irrelevant who is in governmental positions. It absolutely matters. So we juggle many tasks. We make sure they don't steal this election because, come on, in the midst of the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, at a time when there is greater disparities of wealth than ever before, how in the world could anybody like Romney legitimately be elected? He couldn't. We all know this. So we have to, in this moment, be diligent in protecting the vote, in exposing the attempts to steal it, and to turn out in such massive numbers. Massive numbers. That's why I've been so frustrated with the left. They have cooperated so generously with the plans of power to give them plausible deniability when they say, well, people were disillusioned, even the left, even African Americans, we were disillusioned with Barack because he didn't fulfill his promises. And so either the left is painfully non-strategic or they know who butters their bread and it ain't the everyday folk who are going to have to turn out in massive numbers